Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply bold is beautiful. Bold is beautiful. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. Everywhere we go, we are actually attracted to bold. Go to your favorite restaurant and you're expecting to eat foods with bold flavors. You don't want bland chicken. You don't want tasteless beef. You want something that's bold that has a kick to it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's the reason why we have spices and things that we place on our food, because we know that we want them to be bold. But it's not just food. It's also colors. You see, they don't make pastel colored cars. Every car that's made is a bold color. Yes, my friends, same thing holds true with our clothing. If we want to go somewhere, we want to step out in a nice formal event, we're going to go in our bold black and red, something that stands out, that people can look at and stand in amazement, because we all like bold. Well, we also appreciate bold because it has a relevance in business. Yes, my friends and neighbors, those who are bold, the bold leaders, the bold directors and managers and whatever other title you want to place on them, whether they be entrepreneurs or working in the corporate space, my friends, we're all attracted to bold. I would submit to you, my friends and neighbors, that there are four key elements that define bold in business. And if we, as leaders, embrace these four elements, we will win all the time. Can I give you what those are in our bold acronym? You knew it was coming. That B, my friends and neighbors, reminds us that this bold in business is the one who's willing to build others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is not many other activities more bold than the person who's willing to take that individual who may have messed up in times past in other business ventures, who might not be completely polished, who may not be have all the tools in the toolkit at the time, but is willing to take that individual under his or her wing and help them grow. It's called mentorship, my friends and neighbors. One of the boldest activities in business is the individual who's willing to build somebody else up. Why is it bold? Well, because it requires a commitment to continuous improvement. It also requires inner strength, because building others can only be accomplished when we are strong ourselves. It also requires compassion. You've got to care about people to build them up. You've got to care about people to make sure they're well developed. You've got to care about people to make sure that they succeed and not fail in business. And it also requires purpose, my friends and neighbors. You've got to have a why behind you in order to build somebody else up. This is the reason I take my hat off to every pastor, every leader of a church all across the country that is committing their lives to building up other people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's a beautiful art form. And everywhere we see it, think about the person who is responsible for your success today. Think about your mentor for a moment, my friends and neighbors. Isn't it amazing that that person took time out for you when nobody else would? That's the reason why mentors almost have a, I don't know if the word is an iconic image in the mind of the mentee, simply because they were willing to take the time to build them up. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to look around at everyone that is on your team. How much are you working to build them up? Now, first of all, let me ask you also to look internally. What are you doing to build up yourself? Are you seeking mentorship? Are you looking for someone that can help you get from point A to point B? My friends and neighbors, I'm telling you that bold is found first when you're committed to building others. That O in our bold acronym says that the other bold activity in business is organization. My friends and neighbors, I know that it sounds boring. I know that it's not as exciting as building others up, but it takes a level of boldness to be organized, to have the discipline to follow a schedule, the determination to meet appointments on time, the confidence to recognize that you can outline, map out, and control control your day, your week, your month, and your year. This level of boldness requires attention to detail because everybody's not organized. Think of all the people you know. Think of my friends and neighbors who won't show up on time to meetings, who turn things in late all the time, who you can't really count on, not because they don't have the talent, but because they don't have the organization. You see, oftentimes people think organization stops with simply outlining something on a calendar. No, organization is a byproduct of discipline. When you're disciplined enough to say from this time to this time, all I'm doing is this. From this time to this time, all I'm doing is that. Those things, my friends, help us win every time. Many years ago, there was a store created called the Container Store. And the Container Store was dedicated to the unorganized that wanted to turn things around. They said, listen, if you don't know what to do with all that stuff in your closet, here, come to see us. We'll help you get it organized. Organization is the key to excelling in business because the unorganized, oftentimes, the ones that fall behind the quickest and they don't succeed as much. The other bold activity, my friends and neighbors, that held in our bold acronym reminds us that learning is bold. Yes, my friends and neighbors, committing ourselves to learn all that we can about our industry, about our environment, about the expectations, all that we can about how we can become more excellent in everything that we do. Of course, it's going to encompass reading books. Of course, it's going to encompass training sessions. Of course, it may accomplish Success Training Institute. It may, all those things are a part of growing, and that's a bold activity. It takes humility, it takes understanding, and it takes proactive thinking to commit ourselves to learn. Outline the last 5 books you've read. Write them down and think about them for a moment. And hopefully you've read those books this month. I hope that you've read those books this year, if not this month, my friends and neighbors. I would say it's a constant process of continuous improvement. When we're saying to ourselves, we don't know it all, we're willing to learn. That's a bold move, my friends and neighbors. That's the move that says it's not my way or the highway. That's the move that defines leaders. That's the reason why boards are established, because people want to learn. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and last but not least, the last bold activity that you'll find in business in our acronym is decisiveness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is operating with urgency, optimism, clarity, and conviction. Yes, my friends and neighbors, decisiveness is bold. Think about all the people who have a hard time making decisions in business. It takes them forever to decide whether they're going to do this or forever to decide whether they're going to leave that. They want everything to be perfect before they make the decision, and oftentimes they want somebody to make that decision for them. But the true leaders in business, my friends, are bold enough to be decisive. Yes, my friends, because the urgent move swiftly, the inspired move swiftly, the convinced and convicted move swiftly. Think about it. If you saw a commercial on television right now and that commercial said to you, listen, my friends, there's a 90% off all Mercedes-Benz S550s. If you get to the dealership within this time, we're going to give you that for 90% off, brand new. Now, if there was nothing wrong with it and you were convinced that that vehicle was the kind you wanted, you're going to head down to that dealership and make the quick decision to go and buy that vehicle. If they were giving Escalades away for 90% off, you're going to find what you need to find to go and get one, my friends. Why? Because the decisive are typically moved by confidence. And if there is a confident component in you that says, you know what, I believe that this is going to be a great decision, why wait? My friends and neighbors, I challenge us all to be more bold in business. If we do that, we can win every time. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I encourage you to visit Success Training Institute. I can assure you it will change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.